The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show started in 2009 by Rob and Lucinda, and it is still currently going on really strong. If you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise any brand or product that you have, or get your music played, you can contact us at our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And thanks again for your continued support. We do appreciate it.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show worldwide. We got a great guest today, Miss Nicole Baker. Miss Nicole Baker was in prison for 17 years. She got involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization in 2010 while in prison. She went through the Streets Don't Love You Back life skill intervention program. Then she introduced it to the prison system itself in Idaho and taught the program in the prison system. So without further ado, we're going to bring Ms. Baker on, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get started with the interview. Hello, Ms. Baker, and welcome to the radio show.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, everybody's good. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the world, and we'll get right into the interview.
All right, my name is Nicole Baker. I live in Boise, Idaho now. And I did time for, I was convicted and of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. And I did 6,090 days in prison and got out September 7th. And I live the program.
All right.
Please Don't Love You Back.
All right. Now we're going to get right into the interview. Can you tell the viewers about how did you get involved with criminal activity and what led up to you going to prison?
Oh, wow. It started a long time ago. Started using at 8. By 11, I was a full-time drug IV user. My family, they tried to be there, but I didn't want it, you know, at the time. I stayed in the drug world. I was sexually abused. My family doesn't talk about that. They still don't. Then in and out of the juvenile detention center, running away from home, truancy from school, stayed in my addiction, hanging with people, learned how to manufacture dope. And then at 14, my judge decided that I needed something different. So I was sent out of state to Boys Town of Nebraska. They had a really good program there if you wanted it. You know, there's adolescents all over the United States that went there. It was a community, but I still wasn't ready for it. I went to what I knew. I was still running a gun, and I ran away from there. Got into the game again. I got to put myself into some very high-risk situations in the game. And I was raped, had a baby. Well, got pregnant. And then when the feds took down the crew that I was running with, they caught me as well. And they took me back because I was an adolescent and there was a Amber Alert for me. Took me back to Boys Town. There they took me immediately to the clinic that was on compound and found out I was pregnant with my first baby. I was 2 weeks away from my 18th birthday. And in fear of the baby being taken away from me, I ran again. I went to the nearest Flying J, and I hitchhiked all the way back to Idaho, not telling anybody where I was going, not telling nobody nothing. It took me probably 48 to 72 hours to get back. My PO, since I was still a minor, his name's Todd Hill, he was amazing. He worked with me real good, but I still wasn't ready, you know. When I got to Idaho, I didn't, like I said, didn't contact anyone until November 29th, which is the day after my birthday, 2002. And because I felt that if I waited until after I was 18, they couldn't touch the baby, you know, because I wanted that love and that companionship that I never had before. Still, after I had the baby, wasn't ready, you know. The youth center at the, Mr. Hill, he said that the Boys Town called and said that I could have my high school diploma if I finished the parenting class. And then on point, I did, because you can't go anywhere without a high school diploma, right? So I did that, and then I started in the game again, you know. As soon as I was out of the system, off probation, started in the game, sexually active always, more females than males, and then became pregnant again. My boys are 13 months apart, loves of my life, you know, but still the game got me, you know. That abuse of my past and the drugs that took me under and the violence, I was so angry, and I feared everybody, feared me, and I feared the most, which was losing my boys. And yet that still didn't stop me from using and running the game, you know. Eventually the state caught up with me and took my boys away. Well, then I found out I was pregnant for the third time, and I was pregnant with twins. The guy that I was pregnant by wanted me out of the game, but found out that I was using, you know, and we fought a lot. I went back out. After I had the baby, one was stillbirth. So I lost it, you know, hard in the game, now dirty, and I just don't fucking, pardon my language, but I just didn't care about anybody, including myself. That's when I met my co-defendants. The girl that I was messing around with introduced me to them. They were robbing convenience stores, and they talked about how this guy that they were running with was going to rat on them. And, you know, I, the oldest one, the only female, the only one with a military background for the Boys Town of Nebraska, you know, I was just tired of listening to these kids talk. They're all younger than me. I was the oldest one, like I said, you know. And so I picked the destination, and we executed him. And that's when I started doing my time at Pocatello Women's Correctional Facility in Pocatello. So that was the beginning of my time, you know. I was sentenced to 12 to life. And, you know, at the beginning, I didn't want help. I was still running the game, you know, selling my pills, doing the most, getting relationships, causing hate and discontent. And then in 2010, Robert and Lucinda, you reached out to me, you know, and you guys stuck with me this whole time. And I did your program. I loved it, and I loved it so much that I wanted to give back. And so I started handing out these booklets of The Streets Don't Love You Back, and everybody wanted to do it, you know. And when I graduated, it was the most rewarding feeling, you know. That was when I finally found something that I felt could possibly change my life, which it has. I got my graduation award the 18th day of March in 2017. It took me a minute, you know, to do the program because, you know, it was a lot of work, and I didn't know if I wanted to change at the beginning, you know. And then you guys still stuck by me, you know. Eventually, I acted right, and I asked to go to Boise, to Sickie, to the medium minimum facility. And it was during COVID, and nobody believes that, you know, me of all people, the one convicted of a murderer that was not really the best of person at the time still, you know, would even go. So when tests came around, I told everybody I was going, and nobody believed me. But off I went to 50, and that was the mile marker of my first struggles. You know, the first time that I got there, I didn't know what to expect. It was like the girl gone wild, you know, going from a max facility where there's so many rules. You can't wear your socks. You have to wear your socks. You can't have them off. You can't. You have to stay on your bunk during certain times. And at CPU, it was a whole new ballgame, you know. So I wasn't ready for that either. So I made some high quality guacamole, which is alcohol, and got trashed. And that was a whole new eye opener for me then too, you know. Started drinking at 6:00 p.m. and stopped at, you know, 1 and the next day, and I was so gone. That's when I knew I could never drink again, you know. So I don't have very much time under my belt with alcohol, you know, but I'm glad I went through that so that I know that I could never do that again, you know. While I was there, I signed a contract for a OCR, which is an on-compound restriction. So I actually got to go down, you know, outside the fence to work at Keefe, which is the vendor that you get all your canteen from, you know. The first time I went outside those gates, I was with only inmate driver, no officer, no double shackles, no double escort. It took me 5 minutes to get in the vehicle, you know. That was rough. The inmate driver was really patient with me, though. She was amazing to work with me. Waited until I got in the back seat, put my seatbelt on, because I was so terrified of a vehicle, even. Worked there for a while, and then I went and got my OCA, which is off compound restriction, you know. Went and worked at Gowan Landfield Air Base and did landscaping. That was amazing. That physical labor really set me back, you know, it set me in place. And I worked there, and then I got to go to Zoroco, which is an amazing potato plant here in Caldwell. And I only worked there for like 3 weeks, and then a board came, you know, September 7th. Yeah, everybody said that I got this, and, you know, that I was good, that I've changed so much. And I see that change, but in the back of my head, here I am, a convicted murderer, a guilty convicted murderer, you know. I took someone's life. I executed Jesse Coates. I don't want anybody to forget that name, you know. Because as soon as you forget that, you forget you're in the hood and all that shit that you worked for, you know. His family's amazing. They were there from the beginning until even now, you know. But when board came, they gave me an open date. And I looked at my case manager, Ms. Thompson, didn't even know what that meant, you know. I was so shocked. And 24 days later, I was out in the real world. And here I am living the dream, you know. My dream is to give back and to educate, as well as allow everyone to know that there are choices. You know, you're not what you've done. And it's not what you've done. It's what you do next. So, yeah, that's here I am.
Well, that sounds like a winner. I'm glad that you broke that down for the people. And during your stay in the prison system, give these youth and adults out here example on what that prison life is like when you're inside the gates and you doing a life sentence, not knowing whether you're coming home or not.
Yeah, that was rough. I had the death penalty put up on me, and then I pled down to 12 to life. And, you know, I signed over. My rights were terminated for my boys. At the time, I felt that was the right thing, you know, because prison's no chance or no opportunities for any kid, you know. I was living proof at a young age, so.
So now that you're home now, and let the world know about your work with the Streets of Love You Back and the things that you already have introduced there in Idaho at your women's conference just a few days ago.
Oh, man, that was a really stressful environment, but it was a good environment. People I knew, people I wanted to know. So I went to the District 3 Women's Conference, and it was amazing. You know, there were so many people higher ups that I want to be involved with that I spoke out. I asked if I could take this program that you and your wife had started and have been continuing into every jail, detention, youth centers, all prisons, Big and Sister Club, the YOAs, Boys and Girls Club, you know, I want to put it all over the state of Idaho and then move on to the next. You know, I got to see the warden from Pocatello, which was, she was my psych when she started. I got to see Amanda Gentry. She was just a CO when I met her, and now she's chief of prisons. She actually just texted me on my phone, which was weird because, you know, phones are completely different than they were. But she sent me pictures of the stuff that I used to write her and the notes that I used to thank, you know, give her to thank her. And it was just, it's been an amazing experience, you know.
Well, that's great. And let the people also know you're working on a few other projects for yourself as well.
I am. I have a book that I'm writing about my life story. It's going to be raw, you know. It's going to be out, hopefully, I'm trying to get it by December 1st. It'll be paperback and ebook. It's going to be called Hell and Back. So I'm looking forward to writing that. I'm already starting it, and so.
And any advice you would like to give these youth and adults that's still out here in the streets messing up?
You know, the program that you and your wife have started, and it's called The Streets Don't Love You Back, and it's just that. They don't love you back. They'll take you back. But you ain't getting out unless you want it. It's a choice. And it's a hard lesson to learn, but if you do it before you go to the prison system or before you get in the system or even right now, you know, it's never too late to say, I'm done. And now's the time, you know. They're building a prison here in Idaho for women. I don't want that to be a prison. I want it to be something educational or something, you know. That's my goal, is to not have that prison open to you. To inmates, but for something positive for youth or adults. So,
well, that sounds like a winner. So, among that, would you like to give any shout outs to anybody or anything like that?
All of those who've stuck by my side, all of the people call them cops. I don't, they're people. All of the system that's helped me and walked through me in this, you know. My mama, she's been with me from day one. And and to you and your wife, you've stuck by me these 13 years, and I'm proud to, and I'm honored that you're allowing me to bring the Streets Don't Love You Back to Idaho.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, you know. And anything else you would like to let the world know?
No, not at this time. No, I don't believe so.
All right. Well, we appreciate your small time right here at the show. And once again, we want to thank you for rocking with the Streets and Love You Back organization and putting that program up there in Idaho prison system. And now you're in the free world and you're bringing it to the youth centers and different things. So we appreciate that as well. And we thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, have a great day.
You too.